Thank you for joining me again today on Your Daily Bible Verses. I'm Jay Mills. We're going to get right into the Gospel of John in the first chapter and continue where we left off. We're going to today read through verses 14 through 18 in the first chapter of John. So if you want to turn there with me, regardless of what Bible version you're reading, if you've got a King James, that's great. If you've got an NIV, that's great. If you've got a Message Bible, that's great. If you got the Word of God in any form, if it's on your tablet, on your phone, on your computer, wherever it is, it's the Word of God, and that is just a wonderful thing. So join me. First chapter of John, the 14th verse. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." Okay, basically what John, the author of this gospel, is saying is that the Word, we already know that's Jesus, or that's God, Jesus slash God, became flesh and came to live among us. And he also speaks about John testifying concerning him. And by John, we mean John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, has had to deny basically that he is the coming Savior, the coming Messiah. He knew he wasn't that guy. John the Baptist was an evangelist. He was a preacher. He was a very popular, think of him as kind of like the Billy Graham of his day. He was that kind of a charismatic figure. But he foretold of Jesus. He knew that Jesus was coming. And he knew that when he first encountered Jesus, we'll get to that, but when he first encountered Jesus, he knew who he was looking at when he first saw him. Now, it also talks about in verse 17, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Moses was a lawgiver. Jesus was Jesus came to fulfill the law. Moses was the giver of the law. Came from God, stone tablets. Moses gave the law to his people. But Jesus came to fulfill the law. You can reference Matthew 5, verse 17 for that. The nature of God was revealed in the law when Moses gave the law. Also, the nature of God was revealed in Jesus Christ. Rather than coming through stone tablets, God came to earth as fully human and fully God. And we go from there. So we're going to wind this up, this particular episode up. This is episode 10. Episode 10. Wow. I wasn't even sure I'd make it to 10 after starting this podcast, but by the grace of God, by the Holy Spirit, kind of working on my heart and tugging on my heart to do something like this, I'm very pleased and that I even made it this far, and we're going to continue. And I thank you for listening, and I thank God for getting you to listen. You know, I kind of look at this as if I can help one person, even just one person, get a little bit closer to God, get one person to know Jesus a little bit better, get one person to live more like Jesus, get one person to turn away from some of their sins, get one person to improve their life just a little bit, then if only one person, if that only happens to one person, I've fulfilled my mission in doing this. Now, I'll admit, I'm not the most eloquent or articulate preacher and teacher of the gospel. But you know what? I just pray that God puts the right words in my mouth. And if I err in something, I know he'll forgive me because I believe in him, and I believe that I'm doing the right thing, and I believe I'm doing what I've been called to do. So again, I thank you very much for listening. I'm not going to bore you with my email address and stuff this time, but I just want to close with a prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this opportunity to speak to people regarding your word. I pray from the deepest depths of my heart that the words, your word, that comes through me to my listeners' ears has some effect and softens their heart and makes them think and helps them in their daily life somehow. I thank you so much for the love you've shown me and my family, and just for giving me the opportunity to study your word even more. I pray that those who are on the fence regarding belief in you will see the light, so to speak, and come your way, and maybe just open their minds and their heart just a little bit to your word, and because I know you've been chasing them, and I know you've got them on your list. You're working on them. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening, and I hope you come back and listen again. I'm Jay, and this is your Daily Bible Verses. God bless.